Greetings, entrepreneurs and soon-to-be upcoming entrepreneurs. My name is Nuan Biagamage, and I will be your host of this podcast series, Switching to Entrepreneur Mentality, Making the Quantum Mind Leap. A little background about me. I am an entrepreneur and blogger, currently working on entrepreneurial coaching via this blog. If you are an entrepreneur or want to become an entrepreneur, then kudos to you, as you have chosen a great road to success, stability, and happiness for you, yourself, and the community. At the same time, entrepreneurship requires constant coaching and mental conditioning to be successful on this road. Fortunately, that is why this podcast exists. Below, I will coach you on 6 main pointers so you can become a great entrepreneur by making the actually relatively easy quantum mind leap to attain the mentality of an entrepreneur in part one of this weekly podcast series. So fasten your seatbelts. All right, point one, quit playing the victim. To be an entrepreneur means that you alone decide your own fate and future, as you are the only one who can chart your future course. Gone are the days you can be a victim. No longer can you say, the man is keeping me down, poor me, or anything that makes you appear to be a powerless victim. Do you realize that when you paint yourself as a victim, you are making excuses to not improve your situation? Being a victim strips you of your independence and forever puts you in a bad predicament, which you cannot hope to get out of. So work to overcome your nasty situation. Don't get bogged down by or in it. As an entrepreneur, you need to stop making excuses, as you have the ability to change your lives and the lives of many others around you. This means you are not a victim. So are your finances tight? Is your business struggling? Or are your customers leaving? Well, as an entrepreneur, quit whining, sit down and figure out why, and then find ways to reverse these problems. If you're determined, you will find a way to solve your problems no matter what. So as an entrepreneur, please quit the victim mentality and take action into your own hands so you can make a change for the better. Point number two, away with the pessimism. Okay, my entrepreneurial friends, we are visionaries who appear during the most challenging of times to solve pains and to lift ourselves up as well as others. So we need to stop with this pessimism, as it will only drag you and your goals down. Do you realize that a contributing cause to the failure of many businesses is nothing more likely than pessimism? Pessimism is very detrimental to your business growth, as it kills your emotional and human enthrality, creativity. Instead, pessimism enthralls you to the so-called harsh logic of pessimistic realism, whatever the heck that means, allowing you no room for improvement, growth, or hope. You want growth and success as an entrepreneur? Then free and forcibly remove yourself from the mental demon that is pessimism, destroying your visions, hopes, and dreams. You are what you think, and if you think pessimistic, then your future and present will be pessimistic. As an entrepreneur, you're not a garbage truck, so please disengage your mind from any and all stinky negative thinking. Know that great entrepreneurs have hope, passion, determination, and endless creativity, being inspired instead of bogged down by challenges. So turn your pessimistic frown, if you have one, into an optimistic smile, as you are here to improve and lead humanity out of these dark times into the light of prosperity. Yay, let's do it. All right, point number three, swallow your pride. You're an entrepreneur, you're great, and full of life. But know this, you're not God, so please swallow your pride. A major mistake I made during my first ever startup, known as Conexus, was being too full of myself as chief administrative officer, that I had blind faith in our business without taking into full consideration the business's fragile situation. Ultimately, Conexus has been through some rough times, and thankfully it has survived, currently in the overhaul process, though still struggling. At the same time, though, Connexus Rough Start and current overhaul has inspired me to start this website, blog, and podcast miniseries to coach new and upcoming entrepreneurs of how to avoid similar mistakes I made as the Chief Administrative Officer before stepping down. And most of all, understand the truth of what it is to be an entrepreneur. It's a rewarding and tough mission, buddy. Businesses take time to bloom. Your business is not immortal, as many businesses fail for reasons that could have but were not prevented. Among them, the excess sense of pride or God complex clouded the mind of many entrepreneurs. Please come down to earth, as you are not God. You're mortal, which means your business needs your effort and complete focus to succeed. So hold your pride, buckle down, focus, and know your business's inside out, along with its strengths and weaknesses, so you may figure out ways to grow your business by capitalizing on its strengths while overcoming its weaknesses over time. As an entrepreneur, know that excess pride is a poison, so you may guard yourself and strive on with diligence on your road to success. Okay, we have now reached the end of part one of this podcast. I sincerely hope you have found out that what I said so far to be useful to apply in your entrepreneurial endeavors for success. As this is my first time doing podcasts, I apologize if this first podcast isn't the best, and I assure you that future podcasts will improve. Make sure to give me your constructive feedback, as I would appreciate it, so I could provide you better content in the future. Please keep your comments polite and helpful. Thank you. As this is a weekly podcast series, stay tuned for the next part of this series coming next week. In the meantime, keep in mind and apply these pieces of advice I have discussed so far to your business and entrepreneurship life, so that your enterprise will see great improvement, guaranteed. This is Nuan Biagamage, your host, and I'll see you next week. Ciao for now.